If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cowmercials.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, brother.
Yes, please.
You bet. Yes. All right, hey, let's have some more music, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah, Joe Merrick is riding along with us. Not only is he a great cowboy singer and songwriter, but his family is the ones that had EasyJet.
Oh, really?
The racehorse.
Really?
EasyJet.
Yes. No kidding.
Yeah. So,
well, I had some of his horses.
Did? Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the Merrick family.
He belongs
to that family.
I never
knew. So when he talks about racehorses and, well, this next song.
Right.
Yeah. He knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about.
That's right. Joe Merrick singing Wild Horses.
There once was a time when I rode the wild horses. A young man out seeking my fortune and fame. The rush of the rhythm cuts clean to your soul, boys, and once you have felt it, you're never the same. I rode the wild horses from ocean to ocean, from border to border and all points between. The winning came easy, my steps light and breezy, headed for places that I'd never seen. It must be that far away look in their eyes. Or maybe just knowing that they'll soon be going is just enough reason to give them a try. Then one day I just couldn't ride the wild horses. The harder I tried them, I came down. And as they left running, their hoofbeats were drumming. And sometimes at night I can still hear that sound. Wild horses. About riding wild horses, you best put that notion right out of your mind. 'Cause as you get older, the horses get bolder, and sooner or later they leave you behind. But soon once again I will ride the wild horses, high, wide, and handsome across the divide. My cards are all showing, and I'll soon be knowing what's waiting there on the other side. Wild horses, wait for me, wait for me, wait for me.
Yeah, that's a cool song, isn't it?
Good stuff.
That is good stuff. You betcha. Well, we are getting ready for our South America cruise. The official announcement
today. As Dick would say, we're going to go so far south we have to stoop to get under the sun.
There you go. Well, what's going to be fun... Okay, we're gonna see the Southern Cross.
That's right.
And we're not gonna see the Big Dipper anymore.
No Northern Star.
We're not. We're gonna see the Southern Cross, and they tell me that the toilet swirls opposite than ours.
But I'm gonna have to check that one.
I don't think that's right. But anyway, let's have some cowpoke poetry, shall we? Yep. So you want to be a shoer?
Yeah.
So you want to be a shoer? Because their kind are getting fewer, and a C note is just too much to spend on shoes. So you think that you can do or stand the sweat and the manure? Well, let me help you with the facts so you can choose. Can you hold a front foot tightly, then smile ever so politely when a spoiled Arab tries to strike a glancing blow? With your anger kindled rightly, can your words be spoken lightly when his hoof lands upon your swollen, gouty toe? Can you hold a shoe and hammer, then not mumble, cuss, or stammer, when you whop your naked thumb and not the nail? Does your language and your grammar reflect nothing less than glamour when a mule swats you cross the kisser with his tail? Can you keep your sense of humor when a new horse baby boomer looks for anyone but themselves to cast some blame? So they propagate a rumor that their pony has a tumor, and that is why their horse is foundered fat and lame. Can you work hard all day sweating, at the same time safely betting that the owner forgets their checkbook, purse, or cash, and then spend the whole day fretting with your fuel gauge swiftly setting and not break in tears when your truck runs out of gas? Can you muster your composure without dying from exposure when pulling shoes in 8 inches of brand new snow? Well, at least now you'll get some closure, 'cause you're certain that you froze your blood blistered, throbbing thumb and swollen, gouty toe. Can you let your anger falter when he slips out of the halter and you chase the horse you're shoeing round the yard? Can you stand there without alter, just like the Rock of Gibraltar, when that blasted gated horse jumps the cattle guard? Can you hide your fractured feelings with the broken business dealings when a client leaves 'cause your price is way too high, and then yield to his appealings when their pleas rise through the ceilings 'cause they found they can't depend on the other guy? Does your heart go pitty-patter with the sound of metal clatter when your toolbox slides out an open tailgate door? Well, now your flat tire doesn't matter, 'cause your spare is even flatter, and you're miles away from the nearest flat tire store. Can you shun the pain and aching with your backbone swiftly breaking when a fat and lazy horse wants to lean on you? And then your knees, they start a-quaking with your hamstrings taut and shaking whilst a hernia tries a-pushing its way through. Can you slave without a breather, like a workaholic seether, even amidst the urge of nature's call? Well, if you can't do these either, to tell you the truth, me neither. So it sounds like you'll make a shoer after all. Yeah, so now, are you sure?
Now, think about it.
After that poem, are you sure you want to be a shoer?
Yes, right? I do.
Okay. It's too late for us.
It's too late.
Yeah, we've already been there, done that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right. Let's have a little bit
of... Oh, man, this one is... true classic.
A Dick's Pick. All right. Yeah. And who's singing
Bob this? Bob Nolan.
Oh, nice. Yeah. By himself.
By himself.
Not with the Sons. No. Oh, what's he singing?
Man Walks Among Us.
Nice.
Warm are the winds on the desert. A whirlwind is dancing around. I stop to survey all the beauty that's here. When a shadow moves out across the ground, it's an eagle that circles above me, and he screams to his friends on the hill. Stay close together, move not a feather. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still. Everything hides, but I see them. I've spotted an old mother quail. I look close and see God looking at me through the eyes of a young cottontail. I see a coyote sneaking as he crawls through the brush on the hill. And the eagle screams down, stay close to the ground. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still. 20 feet high in the side of a cactus, I see a hole where the butcher bird stays. If mortals could choose, and if heaven should ask us, here's where I'd want to spend all of my days. Soon we'll be gone from the desert. Cities will cover each hill. Today will just be a fond memory. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still.
Well, now that is just too cool.
I told you. I mean, did I not tell it to you?
You did. I love Bob Nolan with the Sons of the Pioneers, man, by himself, that's pretty cool.
He can hold his own.
Yes, he can. Yeah. All right. Well, we've announced the next cow cruise, but we need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Right now?
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.